Upon achieving independence in the mid-20th century, Muslim governments were led by rulers who were kings, military, or ex-military, who turned to authoritarian rule and security forces to remain in power, not elections, and to assure their stability and security of their own governments. Many of these governments have had close ties with America and European powers, from Egypt, the Shah's Iran, and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, to Suharto's Indonesia. Is Islam incompatible with democracy, pluralism, and human rights? Islam in recent decades has been cited by a broad range of Muslims who believe it is incompatible with democracy, from the conservative monarchy of King Fahd of Saudi Arabia, who believes that it is not in line with Islamic traditions, to radical extremist organizations. At the same time, reformers have reinterpreted traditional Islamic beliefs and concepts. Ijtihad, the right to reinterpret. Shura, consultation. Ijma, consensus. Maslaha, the public welfare, general welfare. To support modern notions of popular political participation, pluralism, and human rights. Is Islam incompatible with capitalism? Now, historically, Islam is a religion that grew up in a commercially oriented society has been intertwined with commerce and trade. The Prophet Muhammad, remember, was a successful businessman, as were many early Muslim leaders and scholars. The great mosques of Islam, such as the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus, have extensive bazaars adjacent, selling every imaginable product. Among the major missionaries were the early traders and merchants who brought Islam to many parts of the world. Private property has always been recognized in Islam. Many of the ulama, the religious scholars, have been or come from business and land-owning families, marry into such families. In practice, capitalism has not been a religious stumbling block. Unfettered capitalism, capitalism without limits, and conspicuous consumption that are insensitive to issues of social justice do present a problem for religiously minded Muslims, as for religiously minded Jews and Christians and others. Many in the Muslim world, like many in other parts of the world, are concerned about the dark side of capitalism, the possible abuses of a free market economy, including the seeming lack of concern for the poor and weaker sectors of society. Others fear a globalization that will lead to greater Western economic penetration in Muslim countries, and the result, continued Muslim dependence on the West, and particularly a globalization that will lead through international communications to a greater cultural penetration of the West. Even the French are concerned about globalization and its communications and its impact on French culture. Perhaps the best response to those asking if Islam and capitalism are compatible is to look at the lives of millions, hundreds of millions of Muslims who live and work in our midst in America, Europe, but also those in the Muslim world. But look at those in particular who've come to Europe and America. Why? To enjoy the freedom and opportunities offered by our economic and political system. Freedoms that they would want for their original countries. Is Islam a particularly misogynist religion? One of the major criticisms of Islam and Muslim societies involves the status and treatment of women. And we've talked about that a number of times. After 9/11, the plight of women under the Taliban, as well as their sisters in a number of other Muslim countries, some of those cited Saudi Arabia or Pakistan and elsewhere, have resulted in a powerful critique of Islam and a clarion call for change from some. Muslims in the 21st century grapple with gender issues, often torn between advocates of sexual segregation and reformers who seek to redefine the roles of men and women. Increasingly, women are challenging the patriarchy of their Islamic tradition in mosques and societies, from Egypt and Iran to America, as they seek to carve out new paths in their quest for empowerment and liberation. As we've seen, the debate over the hijab, the headscarf, rages, and it rages and has raged not only in France, but in Muslim Turkey, where women have not been able to wear a headscarf who go to university, they've been turned away, or medical schools, or not even enter the parliament.